viruses, and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Charlotte Isabey. We're going to be talking about what is happening in America today. And you know what's so important is people understand the failure of American education is not by accident. It is by intent. There is an organized effort to dumb down our children. Not only are they giving them things, for instance, fluoridation of water will knock 5 to 10 points off the IQ, and if you really doubt that, you need to go to the website of the engineers and lawyers and scientists who work for the Environmental Protection Agency, NTEU 280. That's National Treasury Employees Union 280. www.nteu280.org, nteu280.org, and read what they say about water fluoridation. If it's true, if it really does damage the mind, why doesn't everybody know that? But if not only that, aspartame, mercury in our vaccines damage the mind, but the process of education is designed to damage the mind as well. And that is, of course, why when our students complete their high school education and they take their final tests and then those are compared with students throughout the rest of the world, our students do so much more poorly. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's an attack on the minds of our children, on the minds of our people. After all, if you're going to enslave people, you don't want them to be smart. You don't want them to be able to think. You don't want them to be able to reason. You don't want them to understand history. You just want them to go along with the system and certainly not create any waves, not create any problems. And those few people that are out there trying to warn what's going on, why you label them as radical or conspiracy crazies, or and you ridicule them and you demonize them. And one of those people who's been speaking out for so many years, ever since he worked in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration, is Charlotte. And believe me, we all believe the Reagan administration was the high point for our country. Unfortunately, Ronald Reagan didn't run the Reagan administration. It was run by, men like George Herbert Walker Bush and a few of their associates who pretty well controlled exactly what went on. Charlotte, have you ever been able to get any of the information from the Reagan Library about what happened to the information you tried to send to President Reagan telling him what was happening in the Department of Education?
No. And I really would like to get out there someday and go. I haven't asked for it. The letter... long letter I wrote with attachments, and I know he received it. It's on my website. It's on deliberatedumbingdown.com, the letter, and the history of what happened there.
Well, wouldn't the Reagan Library be able to give you that information, or would
they?
Well,
I wonder, but isn't it possible they just threw it out because they didn't want anybody to know it existed?
The only way you would know would be to find out, but, they actually will. They have researchers there who will look through the papers.
Why don't I write them? I don't even know the address or anything, but
it's
I could look on the
Valley
internet.
And we could always help you get it.
Okay, well, you know, it's true. I mean, it's this was a tragedy, and a lot of people don't understand that we would not be in the mess that we're in this country in every area, economically, socially, politically, morally, whatever. There's one basic reason for that, just one, and that is a subject that most Americans just would never dream of researching, and that is education. Education is the key to the survival of a free country and a moral society. It is the key. There is no other key, and that is why basically I felt it. in the early 70s, having been out of the country for so long, I came back, and what I saw, because we were a pilot district in Maine, and I believe probably for a lot of the country, we had a superintendent change agent, one of those individuals highly trained to go in and manipulate the community into accepting things that, you know, through semantic deception and the dialectics, accepting things they never would if they hadn't been manipulated. And I happened to have lived overseas and come back and been dropped right into a district like this. And I just said, what on earth is going on here? And I knew that this was not the education system that I had left 18 years before. That's not to say that in 1953 or whenever I left, that they weren't busily at work, because they were carrying out the plans that had been decided a good 70 years before. And a lot of it came out of Yale, professors going to Germany to change the system from an academic, what you know in your head, upward mobility system for individuals, to a Skinner, behavior modification, pigeon training, man as an animal type of education, which is necessary for the school to work agenda, like the Cuban system, necessary for workforce training. Now, when I fell into this, and it was very interesting because my district, and I'm just going to talk about something today which fulfills this that I saw in my district, my superintendent was implementing individualized instruction. And that means that you don't compete with anybody else but yourself. And the method for that was the mastery learning, which is Skinner, Pavlov, which I just said the Yale students went over in the late 1800s, and they were educated. That was Skull and Bones, right? And also John Dewey and his followers also were involved in this way back. But it's not education. And when in the early 70s, my superintendent in our school in Camden, Maine, started putting this in. And I remember saying to him, well, look, what happens when, if it's individualized education, each child has his own plan and they know exactly what the child needs academically and to change the values, right? They know because they find out through testing. And then that child has his own plan, and it works very well with a computer, as people who know computers could imagine that it will work with a computer. And I said to the superintendent, look, what happens when the student reaches 12th grade and he hasn't mastered 8th grade? And he said to me, this superintendent out of Harvard, major change agent, he said to me, oh, Charlotte, well, we'll take care of that when the time comes. Well, from that time on, I started wondering what was going on. And our test scores in that school district, which had been a very good one,
we'll be back in just a moment here.
Went there.
Charlotte, hold that thought. We'll be right back here with the American Peace Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Shavuot. We've been counting the Omer, and the day comes down to June the 4th, 10:30 a.m., North Shore Lake Loveland at the Amphitheater. Join us as we welcome special guest speaker Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank. It'll be a day of feasting, music, dance, and joy. Call 303-654-9924 or 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-4000. 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mineral alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Network. Our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, and we're talking about this plan been in place for a long time to change our educational system, to control the minds of the children, to change their attitudes, their values, and their beliefs. And, you know, you wonder why so many of our young children are in rebellious. It's planned that way. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to turn them against their families, against any source of authority, you know, during their adolescent years. And of course, they teach them all about sex and about suicide and about death. And they teach them values modification. They modify the training, the Bible-based, God, Christian-based training in the schools. That's why they really want to get the children into preschools. Not because they're going to do better, not because they're going to be less crime, not because, you know, they're going to be better learners. They want to change their attitudes before you fix those ideas in their minds by the time they start off to school. If they don't get them till they're 6 years old, why, they've lost the ideal time to change their attitudes, values, and belief. That's why the whole thrust for preschool all across America, you see, they want to change the world. And to change the world, you've got to change the values of the people. And to change the values of the people, you can't have mother and father giving these children ideas about patriotism and America. No, they're to be global citizens. As far as God, oh, they can't believe in God. We've got to destroy their belief in God, because, after all, America was a Christian country, and you want to destroy America, why, you've got to destroy the Christian beliefs of our people. So pick up the story there, Charlotte.
Well, yes, I mean, you've given a very good overview of that, and the fact is that the proof is there. And I think the most important quote is from Professor Benjamin Bloom, psychologist, behavioral psychologist. He died about 5 years ago. All teachers listening in know him. Every teacher has had to go through Bloom's taxonomy. And he said in his book, All Our Children Learning, and other books, the purpose, you've got to understand this. I mean, if you only know this, you've got the solution. You're going to homeschool, right? You're going to be careful of even private schools. You've got to know this quote, because it's key. And he's an internationalist, and he knows what he's doing, and he believes in B.F. Skinner, and he believes in pigeon training, and he's the father of mastery learning, direct instruction, which is what's going in across the country now. So here's the quote. The purpose of education is to change the thoughts, actions, and feelings of students. And then he went on to define good teaching as challenging the students' fixed beliefs. Now, if you only know that one quote out of the hundreds and hundreds that I have in my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, that's okay, because you got it. That is the purpose of American education. And that is why we no longer have an academic base. We no longer have children who believe, we have some left because the parents have been fighting the system for so long and making sure that when their children come home from the public school that they ask them what they've been taught and how their values have been destroyed. They found out and they keep it from happening. But the majority of our wonderful children have been handicapped, have been damaged, and they are in no position to go forward in this country as leaders. And they don't understand the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They've never been taught that. And I'd like to make a point here, Dr. Stan. Recently I was speaking at a conference in California, and this fellow came up to me, and he said, I think I've got something for you. And I said, what? And he said, I've got a test from 1953 that was given in a eighth grade test on the Constitution in Central California. And the fellow who took it was, first name I can't remember, his name is Hignite, H-I-G-N-I-T-E. And he gave me the test, and I see all the answers, and I see the test, and this little Hignite fellow in eighth grade in 1953, mind you, I had figured that we'd slid even further, but 1953 is a very interesting year for California. Just think back. You had the best education system in the country. And this proves it. And I can tell your listeners to go to my website, AmericanDeception.com, which is the one where I have the recent Cox Committee reports, and go all the way down, scroll all the way down to the end of the list of entries there, and then go up three, I believe, from the bottom, and you'll see Hignite test on the Constitution. Now, he, out of 100 questions, very difficult one, Stan. I'm sorry to say I probably would have gotten a 50. Excuse me. Hignite got 99. Marked excellent. You see his handwriting. It could be improved, his handwriting. Go on my website, AmericanDeception.com, and look at that particular entry, and you will see that in 1954, in the public school system in California, in Central California, who knows, it might have been a very... You know, because we had local control then. It probably was one of the best in the country. But this young man in eighth grade was answering questions. He had to identify all the cabinet positions, everybody who was holding that position. He had to be all the Bill of Rights, all the articles, why they were written, what they protected us from. He went on and on and on. It was not multiple choice, and he got a 99, and it was in his own handwriting, all the answers.
Well, today, most people, most of our listeners, really don't understand the Bill of Rights, that it was to restrict the power of the federal government over our lives. And I was just reading something earlier this morning where a graduation ceremony, the federal judge had said, you cannot have a prayer. And during the course of the ceremony, why about 200 students began to recite the Lord's Prayer, interrupted the service, and they were met with massive applause from everybody there who approved of it. But you see, we have a conspiracy within our courts to take God out of our country. We are a religious country, but you see, they've taken God out of our schools, and the people don't understand. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. When you understand what's going on, it's so logical. Otherwise, none of this really makes sense. So go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, also,
they're dumbing
I think
down
that...
our children intentionally.
Yeah. For these, for your listeners, this new website of mine, which is linked, if you forget what it is, linked from my deliberatedumbingdown.com one, has so much evidence there. Dr. Stan was talking about the new education, and the purpose is to destroy the children, to create moral and academic chaos. And once you've got that, you can instill any form of government on anyone. And they are. That this is through NAFTA and GATT and everything going on and the immigration out of control and drugs and this and that. They can put us under the totalitarian government that the Europeans are just beginning to feel now with their European Union. We're going to get it here, you know, in spades. But the proof with the Reese Committee and Cox Committee hearings, which I put up on the AmericanDeception.com, those are the first two that are listed.
That's 1953 and 1954,
yes.
Congressional Committee hearings.
Right.
Very important. Go ahead.
Extremely important. And as Norman Dodd, who was the research director for the Reese Committee, said, he was told, I mean, the essence of all the testimony, et cetera, boiled down, came to this. When the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, I'm sure all your listeners have memorized this by now, told Mr. Dodd that they spent their money according to directives from the White House, which were basically to spend the money so that the United States could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Well, a lot of people, not your listeners, probably say, oh, well, what are you talking about? It's dead. It's not. Soviet Union is international socialism. Lenin said it, huh? And that's exactly what they're implementing now, but it looks more like fascism, but fascism is socialism. And so that is happening now. So the importance of those hearings is, I just can't express how important they are. Go there. You can. It takes a lot of time to read 3,000 pages. That's Reese Committee and 1,000-page Cox Committee. But they have done this. This is purposeful. And just today, I want to mention how this has been carried out, because Dr. Stan was just, there are a lot of things to talk about today, but Dr. Stan was just talking about preschool education, right? And he's absolutely correct. They've got to get the children as early as possible. And let me give you an example of what I ran across in the U.S. Department of Ed. It's an interesting little story, because my boss made a big mistake. He suspected that I was up to no good. I was in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement, which is the most important office in the world for education change.
This was when you were in the Department of Education.
Under Reagan, in 1981-82. And he suspected that I was up to no good. I was calling my friends around the country, telling them what was coming out of this office. So he moved me uptown to the National Institute of Education, which is was the key. The former director, a wonderful educator who was the former head of the Cathedral School for Girls in Washington, he was fired by the Secretary of Education. And the reason I'm mentioning him, he was so wonderful, but Edward Curran, he called my office his office. He was the head of the NIE, a Marxist factory. This coming out of the mouth of a really apolitical, wonderful educator. So here I was. They sent me up to this Marxist factory. I mean, what a mistake to send Charlotte up there. And so one day I was going through all the grants and contracts on these great big rollers, right, and looking at them, and they sent me up there to work with a very nice fellow, a bureaucrat, who was working on waste, fraud, and abuse in the Department of Ed, because Reagan was all involved in every department was going to have a waste, fraud, and abuse check, huh? And so one day I ran across, and this goes back to your discussion of preschool, I ran across a grant to the Lansing, Michigan School District, which was being carried out by the University of Michigan, I believe. And I looked at it, and I looked at the pre- and post-testing. This was for elementary school, second grade. And they pre- and post-tested these little children's attitudes, values, and beliefs. And so they would find out, before the program started, where they were, if they believed in God and family and country and all. And then they would post-test them after. Now, I'm not kidding you. I saw that, and I went to the head of the guy I was working with, and I said, look, I really would like to have more time to spend going through these grants and contracts. And I showed this to him, and I said, don't you consider this abusive, not just wasteful, fraudulent, but don't you consider this abusive to our children? And he took one look at it, and he spent about 5 minutes with it, and he said, absolutely. He said, you can have all the time you want in this office checking these grants. Now, that's an example of some very good bureaucrats who know exactly what's going on. And so if they can pre and post little children in second grade, folks, can you imagine what they're going to do when they get them pre-kindergarten?
Sure.
They know how to do it. Even if the child can't read, they can find out things through the child's drawings. And so remember that Alger Hiss's closest associate, Alger Hiss, the Soviet agent, was a man by the name of Brock Chisholm, Canadian psychiatrist, a general. And way back in 1945, when the UN was being put in place, Chisholm gave a speech to the World Health Organization. And he said, we have to destroy the conscience. And he said, we will retrain the teachers. Well, it took 20 years before any educator would even dream of being retrained to be a psychiatrist. But finally, in 1965, under Lyndon Johnson, the Behavior Science Teacher Education Program, you hear that? Behavior Science, B.F. Skinner, Benjamin Bloom, direct instruction going in across the country now, that teacher education program, which is geared to conditioning children, not teaching them, was implemented. And the teacher became a clinician to change the children's attitudes, values, and beliefs.
With Charlotte Isabay, as we describe what's really going on behind the scenes. But you're not going to hear from Rush Limbaugh. We'll be right back.
Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabay. And Charlotte, let's just take a moment, tell people how to get in touch with you as far as your website is concerned. Incidentally, we do carry Charlotte's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, because we think it's one of the best books out there to really explain what's going on. But if people would like to get to your website, how do they do it?
They can go to DeliberateDumbingDown.com. That's how you get to my website. And also, if you just type into Google the word deliberate, it will pop up number one out of, I don't know how many millions of pages with the word deliberate in it. It's the first one. I'm very lucky. Just type deliberate into Google. But if you forget to do that, it's DeliberateDumbingDown.com. And I also have a link from that website to my new website. You can either go there through the link, it's AmericanDeception.com, or you can just type in AmericanDeception.com into Google or your whatever search engine that you have. I do want to point out, Dr. Stan, that my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which Dr. Stan has, and he sells it, is also a download on your computer. And what has happened here is that it has increased sales, believe it or not. It's free for you to download, but people end up trying to read that 700 pages on the computer, and then they decide that's just great. They find out what's in it, and they get so interested that then they buy the book, the regular book. You know, you sit with it in your lap, and you can read it whenever you want, sort of in bed. You can't carry your computer around with you all the time. So buy it from Dr. Stan to get the hardcover too, but also go on my website and take a look. Get in there and see what is in the book, because it's free now as a download. Okay. So, but theamericandeception.com, I'm extremely, excited about this website. I myself go there and I can't believe what I'm looking at, because these are documents that I've been collecting for years. And it's very interesting to see what people are hitting on, Dr. Stan. All over the world, I have software that tracks where the hits are coming from and what is being hit on. And what I found is, for instance, in that Hignite test that I mentioned, the 1953, which was a good, 17 years before the Elementary and Secondary Education Act was passed. No, not 50, whatever, 65, 53 to 12, huh? That's how wonderful education was. The Hignite test will show you that. 12 years before Lyndon Johnson's 1965 Elementary and Secondary Education Act, which I was just mentioning, implemented the Behavior Science Teacher Education Program, which changed the teacher from a teacher to a clinician, a facilitator, a psychiatrist. And so go on that AmericanDeception.com website. You are going to be fascinated. And what I was going to say fascinates me the most is when I add something to it, like the Hignite test or an extraordinary document I have, which is an expose on community education, which will tell you how our communities and schools will be run in the future, a totalitarian, non-elective system, lifelong. That is a very important entry, too, written by old-time researchers. It is on that website. Now, what happened when I put them up about 3 weeks ago, the Hignite test and also a wonderful homeschool odyssey, I put that up, this fellow, Dr. I can't remember his name at the moment, but Homeschool Odyssey is a wonderful book about homeschooling. And those three things I put up. Now, what happened is 150 entries, and they're all fascinating entries, I think, or I wouldn't put them there. Hignite's test went all the way up to the top. And Maureen Heaton's book, The Impossible Dream, has been holding its own with Reese and Cox Committee, which is just incredible, because she did all the work on community on regionalism and the group process, change, how you bring about change, etc. There were certain things that the hit people out there who are getting into this website from all over the world are in fact voting on what their favorite entries are. And the Hignite test, just amazing, went whoops, the California 1953 test went whoops right up to number 10 or whatever. And the community education paper, which I consider so important, that also went flying up there. It's fun. It's great fun to watch. And, you know, technology is fabulous that I can have this software that shows me that in Russia and China and South Africa, people are hitting on these extraordinary documents that prove that the United States has been under assault for at least 150 years. And that they use the schools, not bombers, nothing, to condition the people, to de-educate them, never teach them the history or a form of government or a political system, no art, no literature, no Shakespeare, since 1965. They did that deliberately to be able to implement this totalitarian global system in which your children will be nothing but cogs in the wheel, to be moved around on the globe, in fact, not just within this country, dumbed down, The less education, the better. All the quotes are in my book. The corporates don't want educated people. They're too difficult. So this has been the plan, and nobody can challenge that. I don't know how they can go on and on pretending that when they want bond issues and all, pretending that they truly care. I mean, I just read, I told you about this yesterday when you asked what I was going to talk about. The latest information, No Child Left Behind. We all know, we've heard so much about it. Everybody hates it, including teachers, governors, children, parents, and everybody. And because
now, for our listeners, that is President Bush's program. Really isn't President Bush's program. It's Ted Kennedy's program. He couldn't get through, so George Bush got it through for his good friend Ted Kennedy. No Child Left Behind. Change attitudes, values, and beliefs of our children. That's what it's all about. Destroy their belief in God and family and country. Okay.
Well, it came actually out of my office. That was the beginning of it. The Nation at Risk was the report that started it. And it's been going on ever since. It was called America 2000, then Global 2000. It was called, now it's No Child Left Behind. And it did require academic testing in certain grades. I can't recall them all, third, seventh, ninth, whatever. And then the states were having a very hard time implementing this because they, certainly the states that have lots of minority children and schools that don't have much funding had been lagging behind, and if you include all those children with the other children, it pulls the test scores down. So a lot of cheating has been going on, a lot of teaching of the test, a lot of exclusion of the less bright, because they're bright, but the minority children that have been really handicapped deliberately, I say, and that's all in my book too. So the school started screaming and yelling, and they didn't want to go along with the testing, and the results were so bad, deliberately, mind you, okay? So I pick up this, I have to give Newsmax.com credit, because I don't believe Education Week has yet published this. It's May 18th, and it says that North Carolina and Tennessee will be allowed to change the way they measure student progress under the federal law. And let's pick up after the break, okay?
All right, we will. Right here with Sean and Isabel.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Charlotte Isabey, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America is her book. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, Dr. Stan, we were discussing the No Child Left Behind legislation, which we've been suffering under for a good 5 or 6 years now, and I pointed out that it started in my office when I was working under Secretary T.H. Bell in 1981 under in the Reagan administration. The Nation at Risk, they had to have that report to get everybody all hyped up about, they have to create the problem, right? And then they can impose anything they want on the American people, and they've been doing it ever since 1981 with education reform, and they've been doing it with the Skinner method and school to work, basically, the Cuban, Chinese, Soviet system, which requires this Pavlovian, Skinnerian operant conditioning, what you can do, not what you know. It can be measured, carefully measured. So this is what we've been looking at. So what they did was they called for this testing at various grades under No Child Left Behind. And first of all, it sounded good. Academic was going to reading and math and all. And they would compare, you know, the groups of different children from 1 year to the next. And then what happened was the educators started complaining because a lot of the children, the system's unfair because it doesn't recognize changes in the population or improvement by individual students. So Education Secretary Margaret Spellings announced changes, and she said that there were, of the 13 states that sought approval to track individual students over time. They call it a growth model. It's not comparing students from year to year. Of the 13 states that sought approval to track them, only two were approved, and they are North Carolina and Tennessee. And the reason for that, it's fascinating, because this goes back, I urge your listeners to go on my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and read my little book there, Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum, Necessary for United States Participation in a One World Government Scheduled for the Early Years of the 21st Century. Okay, I wrote that book in 1985. It was boycotted by major conservative organizations. Go there, and you are going to see the plans that were made to implement exactly what I'm talking about right now. Now, this is what this article in Newsmax said. Of the 13 states that sought approval to track individual students over time, this is what I was talking about earlier when I said my superintendent said to me, I said, well, what happens, Tom, if by 12th grade they're still in 7th grade? We'll take care of that later, because this is the individualized education being put in under the Skinner system, Mastery Learning Direct Instruction. So anyway, Spellings, Secretary of Education, had planned to allow up to 10 states in the pilot project this year. Whenever you see pilot project, you know it's for the whole country and world, okay? But other states didn't qualify. Now listen to this. You know why? Because they lacked sufficient data. Now, we set a high bar, admittedly, because we really wanted to get good information, said Henry Johnson, the Assistant Secretary of Elementary and Secondary Ed. I certainly would have liked to have had more. They want more pilots. They want the whole country put in under this individualized education plan that will measure your students' academic performance over the years, not comparing your child with other children of his age, if you understand what I mean. This is the biggest cop-out. Okay, here we go. Six states that had made the final cut were rejected: Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Delaware, Florida, and Oregon. Five other states that applied, Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, South Carolina, and Utah, were rejected earlier because their proposals didn't meet the term spelling set out last fall. Now, North Carolina and Tennessee schools will be able to choose how they measure student progress, the old way or the new way. Now, listen to this. This is the key. The two states were picked, officials said, because they have data systems to track individual students, including all children in required testing, and they committed to closing achievement gaps between whites and minorities. the two states will also track whether children who are already at grade level are still improving. Now, I hope your listeners understand what this is. This is one major planned, deliberately planned cop-out. This was planned in the mid-70s by Commissioner of Education, T.H. Bell, under Gerald Ford, when he initiated the adult proficiency levels, individualized education. And then he said at that time, this is all in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, we will push this system down into elementary school. And they did. They had to get the mastery learning individualized education in. No competition for your children. If they end up, you could end up 50 years old not getting through sixth grade.
Yeah,
and this is what has been planned all along. And this article just blew my mind. Thank you, Newsmax.com, because ordinarily, this kind of information would never, ever get out. It would be, you'd see it in Education Week, which is the Educator's Journal, and I get it, and I haven't seen it yet. It'll come out this week. But this is a gross admission. Most people will read it as, oh, that's just failure of No Child Left Behind. No, folks. This is planned failure.
And they really want to dumb down our children. Why? So they'll go along with a new dictatorship. Not an American dictatorship, a world dictatorship, the new world order, the new world religion. Charlotte Isabey, it's always a pleasure having you with us, and thank you so very much.
Thank you, Stan. Always a pleasure to be on.
One more time, your website, so our listeners will know how to get there.
Okay. Yes, deliberatedumbingdown, three words together, .com, and my secondary website, which is where all these documents I was discussing today will be found, AmericanDeception.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, do you really care? Do you care what they're doing to the hearts and minds and souls of our children? Check Charlotte's material out. Read those congressional committee reports back in the 53 and 54. They've never allowed another investigation. Why? The last thing they want is for the American people to understand the treason. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, I hope you enjoyed her remarks. We do carry her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. We carry the book, None Dare Call It Aged, None Dare Call It Education by John Stormer, A Brave New Schools by Barrett Chose, so many other books. And if you'd like to know more about it, we carry a book on OBE. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And again, those books, None Dare Call It Education, Brave New Schools, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, OBE. And we have a four-tape set on outcome-based education. We have so much information that you need to get, you need to study, and then you need to help us get the information out across America. There is a plan to destroy this country. It is taking place at the highest levels of our government by an elite group that really wants to rule the world. And, of course, if you'd like more information on them, you need to get, I think, my April newsletter, which is going to be available. It's going out now. That's the April newsletter. And there we quote from Barry Goldwater what he said about the Trilateral Commission. Trilateral Commission is just one of the what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness organizations founded in the occult. Their logo, a circle, three sixes, that where they meet in together in the center, they form an upside-down broken cross. They know exactly what they're doing. They hide their symbols and their logos in plain sight, and you look at them and you don't even see it. Why? Because you're not to understand that this is a satanic conspiracy. If you'd like to get a free copy of my April newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I go into President Bush's first inaugural speech where he speaks about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And then he completes his speech with that phrase. Yes, the angel does still ride in the whirlwind and direct this storm. What is this storm? It is a move to destroy America, to establish a one world government under the control of a ruling elite. And of course, remember, George Bush doesn't write his speeches at all. He may even understand what's in them. He is controlled by Dick Cheney, who comes from the Trilateral Commission, and certainly our April newsletter tells you what Barry Goldwater tried to warn the American people back in 1979 in his book With No Apologies, when he wrote about the Trilateral Commission and their plan, of course, to take over control of the entire world, the financial and commercial interests of the world, by first seizing control of the American government, and they plant their people in key positions. Paul Volcker, Federal Reserve Bank. Alan Greenspan, Federal Reserve Bank, Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank, creating a situation that is going to destroy your life savings by having destroyed our monetary system. You destroy the monetary system, you destroy the nation. We finally have our DVDs and our videos on my talk on the financial tsunami, and certainly you'll want to get my syllabus that goes with it that has all the documentation from government sources, so you'll understand what's happening and what you must do right now to protect your life savings, because they're going to be destroyed and most of you are going to be impoverished. That is the financial tsunami, and then you can get the syllabus. You want to get the DVD or the VHS as well. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you want a free April newsletter, give us a call. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people...